Welcome back, my friends, to the Morning Mindset. You know, the Christian life is an adventure. And it's not an adventure like some Hollywood movie. It is the adventure of eternity. And I just could not shake the need for this music behind my commentary each episode. I mean, I know for some people it's a little jarring, but for me, it illustrates the adventure we are. And this is bigger than us. This is bigger than just the world that we see around us. This is an eternal adventure that we are on with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And this Morning Mindset is to help us every day think along those lines. It's about more than us. It's about more than what's going on. So if the music is a little jarring to you, I apologize, but I can't apologize. I just feel like we've got to have this in music to get us going a little bit every morning. All right, we are continuing in our study of the book of Romans, and we are in chapter 30. And I want to encourage you, hang around to the end of the episode. I have some details on the Not a Needy Person platform that is live now, and I want to tell you how you can participate with us there. All right. Paul says in Romans 15:30, I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Now, Paul is planning to go to Jerusalem to deliver a gift of financial assistance for the people in Judea who are undergoing a famine. And he knows going back there is dangerous because every time he goes to that region, the Jewish authorities try to arrest him. And in fact, we know after the fact that they did indeed arrest him. And he wound up in Rome, but not in the way he thought. He was under arrest when he arrived there. And my friends, I want us to think for a moment about the unforeseen circumstances of life, the things that come our way that are not at all what we anticipated or planned. How do you handle those? That's a serious question. I want you to think about that for a moment. Because if your typical response is one of anxiety, one of fear and stress, then I want to present to you what Jesus says, O ye of little faith. Now, why would I say that? Why would I be so, quote unquote, judgmental of your response? You may have some anxiety disorder. You may have some this. You may have some that. I understand that those are real things, and I'm not being dismissive of them. But I want us to root ourselves in biblical thinking. And Jesus did not talk in terms of disorders. He did not talk in terms of limiting things that keep us from doing certain things. This is the man who healed the lame. This is the man who made blind eyes see. He is the God-man, our Savior, our Lord, and he wants us to be overcomers of those things by faith. And what does that mean? Well, it means when the circumstances of life send something our way that we did not anticipate or plan, and it is a stressful event, it is something that causes us worry, we are to respond in faith. The Apostle Paul was about to step into a cauldron that he did not expect. And he is even asking these believers in Rome to pray for him, that he'll be delivered. But he wasn't. And so, my friends, we have to trust in the sovereignty of God when those kinds of things come along, that he is doing good, that he intends good, and that he is good. And we can rest in those moments. Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to feel nothing, that we're going to feel joyful and happy. I mean, look at Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. The night before he was tried and executed, he was sweating drops of blood. But his attitude, oh, my friends, his attitude was, not my will, but yours be done, Father. Oh, Jesus, help us to have that kind of attitude. Help us to respond in faith, not out of all our worries and all our disorders and all of our labels. Lord, help us to be overcomers in Jesus' name. And I promised you I was going to tell you about the Not a Needy Person platform. You can go and see it at notaneedyperson.org. And what we're asking you to do is if you are in financial need or if someone else is in financial need, there's a form there that you can fill out. When you press the button, it'll open up a form, and you can give us all your details. Someone from our board will contact you to get the information that we need to start assessing your need, to decide if it's something we want to present to the Morning Mindset audience as a need that could be met through the giving of generous listeners, people like you who care about the body of Christ. Go check it out at notaneedyperson.org. And those of you who might be interested in participating in meeting some of those needs, you can go and read how it works, how it's going to work. We have no needs available right now because people are yet to give us their information, but I want to encourage you, go check it out. Have it on your radar. Be ready to meet the needs of the body of Christ. Thank you, friends. God bless.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.